podcast. KellerKellerOfficial.com.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
1-2-1-2. Okay, 1-2-1-2.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Killer Keller Podcast. Big shout out to Graffiti Kings, and of course we are live and direct in central. Well, actually, it's not Copenhagen.
No, it's not.
It's not. Whereabouts is it?
It's Nesville.
Nesville.
1 hour away from Copenhagen. Down south. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, of course, you know we do it international without question. If you're coming around these parts, you want to know about my G, Sweat, and CMP. One inside the place. OG Business Inside. How are we, boys?
We're good.
Yeah.
Really good. Today is special today.
Yeah.
With you on stage, you know, that's really, yeah, it was really great.
It's been such a vibe. And like we were saying before even pressing record on this, it's that feeling of, wow, we haven't done anything for ages.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's such a luxury to have a really easygoing, appreciative, not so big crowd because of the lockdown, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, have you guys been painting a lot, you know, over the last few?
Yeah,
especially today as well. Today,
every day. Yeah, always painting.
Yeah.
These times are even better. Yeah. You know, people stay inside.
Yeah, exactly. So you're out and about.
Sneak around. Yeah,
yeah. We're still alive.
We are talking. Right, listen. So you know, on an international vibe, we are talking about legacy business. We're talking about legendary writers in the game from back in the day till now. TNT with Scheme, that's the man like Sweat here, and then CMP1, bro, like your legacy goes back like as far as when the UK first started their graph thing, right?
I don't know, I've just been here for I guess a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 30 something, 5 plus. Yeah, yeah. So it's been Yeah, we've been busy.
Well, let's start it off with you. How did it all begin? Where did it all take place? How did it start?
Actually, for me, it started here. Of course, seeing things on, you know, like TV. Mm-hmm. Like two channels, maybe even three. Mm-hmm. One German, one Swedish, and at first just one Danish channel, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
And just saw some, you know, some b-boying first. And then later, the graffiti in the background. But it was the b-boying, the dancing first, and try to understand that new language. What was that? I only knew about football.
Mm.
That's the only thing. Football was, you know, what I was doing,
yeah,
basically. And
so that's all your interests were?
Yeah, it was like, you know, like any normal kid, just playing football and trying to be doing somewhat, you know, good at school.
Yeah.
And that was it. And suddenly this thing, you know, is on the screen.
Yeah.
And
that must have been like a sensory explosion.
Yeah, it was. And it was like forgetting all about the football.
Yeah.
Like from that moment, it was, okay, no more Pelé. Goodbye. That's, you know, sorry you did good. But, you know, there's a new thing now. And the creativity, of course, was like mind-blowing. You can do good if you can draw or dance. Or even beatbox.
Yeah, because you know, this whole thing takes on a new life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so suddenly this whole thing about being youth, which is funny, like wow, is man, we can actually, you know, accomplish something.
Mm. I had this. I can't remember who I was talking to about it, but they were saying like there was a working class aspect to hip hop that allowed it. It was people saying you can do it, like anyone can do it.
Mm.
You've just got to have a skill set in mind,
yeah,
and be the best and achieve the best. That was the message, right?
Yeah, mm. Yeah, exactly.
Was there anything? Because obviously, like you had a couple of options, right? It's like you got one of four or five different things. Was it like the graffiti just completely took over your attention? It was
for me. It was dancing first.
First, okay. So dancing was the first thing.
It was, yeah. And but then the first year. Within the first year, the graffiti thing was really intriguing. Was, wow, what is this?
Mm.
This whole language again, what is this about?
Mm.
And when I got onto that, you know, that was it for me, the graffiti.
Tried it all, right?
We tried it all, even DJing, and I still beatbox. I mean, when I take a shower, of course. I would never be on stage, with, you know, of course I can't do it, but I still love the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even, of course, I'm not an MC,
yeah,
but I still think it's funny to, you know, to try to rhyme when you are driving a car.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, I guess, we're just in love with the whole Jew Bang, but we became graffiti writers or artists or whatever you wanna call us. But it was the graffiti thing.
So how risky was it back in the day for a writer in Denmark? Like what was the graph scene like back in the day?
We're in Denmark, so it was real mellow.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it super chilled?
Yeah, really.
Well, and you could just like get away with murder. You could just do it.
Yeah.
That's mad. So was it trains first? Were you automatically leaning towards trains, or was it
trains and walls? We did everything.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that, like, because I hear stories, obviously, in the UK, you know, security is probably like the highest in the world when it comes to protecting their properties. But I do hear stories that back in the day that people just used to literally like walk up to a fence and just like lift their legs over, and then there's the train, you know?
Yeah.
It's actually baffling now to think of it. And
we went to the countryside where there was no fences at all. You could just walk into the yard.
What?
They left the train there like Friday evening.
They would never expect anybody to, you know.
They came back for it Sunday morning.
Mm. We had plenty of time.
So back then, we would have plenty of time.
Mm.
Back then.
Really? That just blows my mind, man. So you're like, and you're talking about top to bottoms, whole cars, all fucking works.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. But it was a different time.
Yeah. We were kids and we didn't know, you know, how to handle all this luxury.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call it, compared to now.
What paints were available?
Out here we had a Norwegian brand called Quick.
Quick.
With 17 colours, right?
Yeah, about, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
About 17 colours.
Yeah.
Oh shit! So, so you mixed them up. The colours, you had to mix them up, and yeah.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
I've been told about this. Like, so you put You had you put one in the freezer.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you put the other one out, and then you get a biro, broken pen. That's
tube,
it.
Yeah.
And then you tube it in, shake.
Yeah.
Jobs are good.
Yeah, exactly. You have a baby blue, for instance, or some colours you would never. You have your original colours.
Yeah.
Your own whatever mixed colours.
The creative side to that is incredible. It's like the whole idea of like coming up with that idea. Like how did you ever get to that point where it's like putting A to B in that fashion? That's just mine. But it's part of that creative process.
Yeah.
Hip hop has this way of taking something from nothing and like with restriction comes that creativity, right? What other things like back in the day were like that, where you would take a can and do the changing of colours and stuff? What other things were the tricks-wise back in the days that you adapted to just getting by?
We did like we're doing this.
Yeah.
Here we did this miniature in factories, just getting some sound there, getting some people together, dance floor, just really basic.
That was the dream. That was the dream to actually find your own little location and do what we do now. But it was, again, like you're saying, it was so small. But for us, it seemed big because we actually did it.
Yeah.
We got together maybe only 20 guys, maybe only 10 guys, but we had our own little jam. And whatever it took, finding that, wires, we just made it work for us. It was a big thing, even though it was so small. It was super small, but it was the way to do it, the hip hop way to be for us.
Yeah, yeah.
We learned a lot from that.
Yeah, it's true. I always find like particularly from a European side of the culture, there's a very strong hand in hand with graph and hip hop. Obviously, you know, UK. And to a lesser degree, America, they don't always adapt graffiti entirely to hip-hop. I think there's some elements of its DNA that goes missing. The style, you kind of lose it a little bit as time goes on for that reason. And I still don't know how I feel about it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like new shit. It's like it develops. And I think it comes with technology as well. I think new stuff comes in to play that alters the landscape of a scene, right? Do you find like there's a few pros and cons to like social media now being the way it is? Which, by the way, we are talking to people here that have high numbers on their Instagram because they're kings.
He does for sure. I'm still underground.
It's just fun just to I have my Instagram is only wet paint, so it's like only fresh pieces. I have to post it before the paint is dry, and there's no like throwbacks or whatever you call it, like old pictures.
I love that principle. So it's got to be wet, just as you've done it.
Yeah.
Whatever you have the time of day. Brand new,
so it's kind of like following, you know, what the media is for.
Yeah.
In and out sort of thing.
Yeah.
Quickly go and press the button. Quickly, it's the white one over there. See me holding it down. Quickly, bro. I got it's the top ones. This one. The top ones.
Yeah, that one.
There we go.
And just like that, we're back on. It's all right. We've got a meter going on. You see, brother. You know, while we're on the subject of you and the lights on, I delved into your Instagram, and bro, like the linear style that you have is it's. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow, thanks, man.
For real, like it feels like.
Yeah, this guy's good.
Yeah. You should really, you know, you could have an occupation with it.
I'm telling you, man.
It's got some legs, man. You know what I mean? You make some money off of that, man. But for real, man, like, the style is like. I've not seen anything to that level of detail.
Actually, the whole thing was. Actually, it's. Also, have a. Pushing. Of course, and I even push him, believe it or not. Yeah. We have the studio together, and being very really honest, of course, not just friends but honest friends, and always try to follow now, what is his direction, and you know, is there a red line from what he, you know, stands on, what he came from, and so on and so on. He's doing the same thing with me. But back to the lines, I think we talked about this years and years ago, trying to think of it as drawing on the wall and not just painting on the wall. I mean, thinking of it as a big piece of, like an A4, just a blank piece of paper. So the whole thing, even though that we sometimes, it's not often, but sometimes we do a so-called official mural, and like a big whatever. And the, you know, the approach to it, we try to keep it as if it is a sketchbook. So the whole thing of drawing, sketching, drawing, sketching, blah, 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 you know, out of that becomes the, you know, the line work.
Yeah.
Or that method. So this, and not trying to be, you can see it in his work as well, like super, you know, steady.
Or I love it.
Just being, you know, natural about it, and even leaving in all the extra lines. Because they even do the undercoat. A work for you.
It's like when you're doing in a sketchbook and you erase certain elements of a line that might be in pencil, because that's what I noticed with your stuff is there is that it's almost like you've painted it the color of a book, and then you've reverse engineered it but then moved it forward. Do you know what I'm saying?
Thanks a lot. I mean, for you to actually see that.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. It's just so impressive. Like, thanks, and likewise with your stuff, like the tension and release of, like, you go from super thin to fat. And you alter the shape as you look across. There's that tension and release in the letters. And some letters, they're spiked and adjusted in a particular way that you're following it around.
It's music.
It's music, bro.
It's a dance.
He's a musician. I'm trying to tell him. A jazz.
That kind of rings true when I think of both of you two styles. The fact that you work in the same building together.
Yeah.
It's good.
He does.
The funny thing is that we sometimes say that we draw in the same way, and we have the same line, even though our things look so different.
So different, yeah.
Yeah.
But when we put them together, you can tell. Hmm. When we put them together, you can tell that actually it's easy for us to make it work as one painting.
Yeah.
Not like two people painting at the same time, but actually painting together at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. We actually paint together. Not just at the same time.
How much do you? Totally. How much are you influencing each other? Is this a real close? Because, like you say, there is a real difference in medium and style, the way that you guys approach the cans. But there's certainly. But now you've come to mention it, it's like, yeah. Like, how much do you influence each other? Like, is this daily with every piece? Do you look at it subjectively, each one, in that way?
I think it's the music. For me, it's the music in CMP's thing, things, and the feeling and the atmosphere and the energy I can see he put into it. All the 100,000 little lines, scratches, like the dirtiness. That makes me want to paint more.
Oh, that's something. Well, he does. And I just believe, you know, to have a studio with him and to be with him.
Yeah, best, yeah. This is like the bromance of bromances, boy. Like,
but you have to do better. You know, he's doing a lot. You know, it's not possible to keep up, of course.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But then there's that competition of all. That's like a crew attitude. It's like
we learn from each other.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. How long you known each other for?
31. maybe 31 or 32 years.
That's amazing.
Not even.
We met at a rap concert in Copenhagen.
What was that?
Public Enemy, Run DMC or something.
No way.
Like that.
Probably.
Yo, bum rush your fucking souls, man. Like, you guys. Yo, you guys fucking.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah. And to think that you know, without, you know, overthinking too much, you guys have seen a lot of changes in the scene.
Oh God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite?
It's actually crazy when, you know, we look back at this relationship, because we did so many things, building culture, always building hip hop, pushing this in front of us. It's always the culture before us.
The culture is bigger than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a fact.
We want to push this before it's CMP and Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we also, we work here, work together, work, do all these things for the city.
Yeah.
You're part of an organism.
Yeah.
You're part of a thing.
Yeah.
And you're contributing. You're adding your card in.
Exactly.
To the hat.
Actually, the more that we do for this, the more that we try to put into this, the more energy we put into the culture here, just even, I mean, just locally or in Denmark, the better it is for us.
That's right.
You know,
and here you're embracing like so many young kids, man. Like, here is a hip hop jam full stop. It's like you guys are in the mix. It was hard even getting the boys in. It was hard getting you guys in. So like, this is,
should we go?
And I had sweat there going, oh, I'm not really a talker.
I don't like this shit.
Yo, Cloud, you're like, we gotta go. Oh, fuck.
We gotta do it now. He's just beatboxed. He isn't going until we've done this. Look, how did you meet Scheme? How did this all come to fruition? How did you become a part of his crew?
Oh, we had Chain 3 here. I met Chain 3 in New York a couple of times and painted with him, of course. And then we brought him out here.
Yeah. In 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the videos. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys did a few pieces together, right? Like a number of pieces.
We did a bunch of pieces together with Chain. Then Chain went home.
Yeah.
And he said to Scheme, you have to go out there.
Yeah.
Meet these guys, because they are crazy.
Yeah. Right.
So finally we got Scheme here.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with the house and all the young people. He was here 2 years ago when J-Roo was here.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
They were talking about cutting class. They were like, J-Roo and the Scheme,
they bonded just in a minute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like to be a fly on the wall moment. Like
that it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think with Jay being here, it added so much value, to the idea that helped kind of forge like his relationship with, you know, Denmark? And because I've seen videos of that too, and he just seems totally like immersed, like he loved it.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? When we talk about Scheme, fucking legend, man. Like, that's, you know, he does doodle. He does do the doodle.
Yeah, he certainly does.
Yeah, bro.
Even here.
Yeah. And he was here for, he was supposed to stay here for 2 weeks, and then he stayed here for another week. He didn't want to leave.
I think it was a whole month, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he said, look, do you want to be in the crew?
No, then we were like, he stayed at my house and met the family and all of this stuff. Then I went to see him and meet his family. And then we went together to New York to see the TMT family. Mm. And I had to meet all the presidents and all these, the older guys.
Blew my mind. Yeah. That would just do me in.
And I always, since I was a kid, I always, because not to to say something about you being in Rocksteady, but we heard about this breakdancer years ago who was invited, a German breaker invited into the Rocksteady crew, and we were like, this doesn't go together. Because, you know, Rocksteady crew is New York, and New York is New York.
So no, I feel that.
Yeah, so every time I was asked to be in a New York crew, I would always say no to all these, you know, all these fancy crews.
Yeah.
But Scheme asked me, and like, and I was sitting in the car with Teen and Kate and Scheme, and we were like, only little white guy in the back seat. They're like,
yeah.
All right,
I can do it. Yeah, you're not in Kansas anymore, man. No. Like, you're not in Denmark. It's like, no. And I tell you what,
where to run?
I bet it was as immersive for you as it was for Scheme to come over here, like for you to be in the mix of over there and feel the energy. For me, it'd be hard to say no.
Hmm.
For real.
Yeah. It was so strange, you know, to sit with these guys and sit with Scheme, who I saw in Style Wars and was dreaming about, you know, as I was a kid. I want to be like this guy. Yeah. So what did you do last night?
Yeah, totally. It would have blown my mind, man. And the fact that you got him over here and it all laid out the way it did. What's the future, boys? What's the future for you guys? What's the plan?
I'll tell you.
Lay it on me.
I'll tell you. No, the thing is, man, this is actually nothing, but
we have to learn
just
to
maintain. We have to learn to beatbox first hand.
Oh, he did.
No, but honestly, just to maintain, it sounds like nothing, but to maintain and to stay on that whatever we call it in Denmark, the red line, to actually have, you know, to see you're going in the right direction.
For real.
You know, and then
we have to, because we travel around quite a lot, and then we meet artists, and they, you know, they don't have families, they don't have lawns and lawn mowers, and they don't have
life.
A normal life. A normal job. So, yeah, we have to take care of business and then the career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then build some more hip hop.
It sounds incredibly cryptic. Yeah.
We just noticed this, that it's strange that, you know, everybody is out there, you know, they go to the studio in the morning and they work for their art. We go to a normal job.
Yeah. We work for the community here, actually.
Yeah.
For the municipality here. For the city, so what we do, what you see, is after whatever, is after family and after work and after whatever, when everybody's sleeping, pretty much. That's
when we meet in the studio, and then we start to work.
Yeah, on our own, whatever.
When the wife and the family and the kids and the dog. Yeah. So when we have walked the dogs.
Yeah. After that,
Clark Kent, then the Superman.
Exactly.
And then we sit there like almost sleeping, from 1 till 3, 4 in the morning. Then you go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Wake up at 7, do it all over again.
Exactly.
Is this like a drug that you have to do daily? This is a daily operation that wouldn't feel right if you didn't have graph at some point in your day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Not just graph, hip hop.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I've never come across anything like it. If you guys have ever been to Denmark, you know the hip hop scene here is just it's. Feels like it hasn't even aged slightly. Like there's kids out there that are rapping along to older 90s songs, and I'm just like,
before they were born,
yeah. Bro. And then
that's special for this city, because the peace, love, and unity, and having fun.
Breakers out there. There's breakdancers. There's everything.
It never left the city.
No.
In every other city, you know, the culture changes. You have to be hardcore. I got all these bitches. I got all these money. All those typical. All this bullshit. But here it just stayed like the 80s.
Yeah, because of the fact that it's so small. The community here is so small. It's not the capital, like, you know, by far. It's really a small community. Yeah. There's only, I would say, 80,000 people living here. 80,000. That's really, you know.
That's a village size.
It is. Yeah. It's very small, you know. But even, you know, Grandmaster Flash was sitting over there a few years ago. And
Kieran's one was downstairs.
Yeah, Kieran's one was
here.
Yeah. So and Yeah, everybody, not everybody, but, you know, Lodge Professor.
You're here now.
You're here. Hello, Keller. You're here. You know, a long list of people, yeah. A long list of MCs, a long list of graffiti artists.
They just come through because they know the culture's here.
Yeah, because we actually invite them.
Yeah. Not just to come do a rap show, but just...
No, to have a talk, to have an artist talk. Because something. Yeah, because of the entertainment thing, that element as well. No, but the thing is, because of the fact that it's so small, early on, we didn't have the... you know, the typical cliche of, you know, the beef or the battling, because of the fact that we were so few.
Yeah.
There was no, it didn't make any kind of sense.
It's like get together because there's only a few of us.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had to actually, even okay. So you're still b-boy. Well, I'm not. I'm writing graffiti. Yeah, but we have to be friends because of the fact that we're in the same culture.
Yeah.
And on to the next. Well, I'm not a DJ, but I'll even carry your records and so on and so on.
So and that's that, certainly that, the that actually this is became the way it is.
A way to be here because we have to actually back to the peace, love, unity, and having fun. We have to actually have that unity if we want to do something culture wise here.
I mean, it's a very rare case, isn't it? I mean, a lot of it's geographical. Probably. Clearly, it's like that point in the country where it's like it has all the right ingredients, you know, it's like the Goldilocks, you know what I mean? And again, like just heightening the value of this and what you're saying is like, you know, I'm of an age, you guys are of an age, we're different generations of hip hop. There's youngers out there. There is new hip hop being played with old hip hop, but there's no. It's almost like time stood still on all of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've not seen that before.
Not on that level. So, wow. Yeah. I guess it's all down to you guys being a part of the turning of the wheel, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think great. For that. Yeah. No, man, listen, respect you. There's fucking kings here, kings of Denmark inside the place. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sweat CMP inside the place.
Thanks a lot.
And yo, pleasure, boys. Killer Keller podcast, striking once again. Two mics, three people. Hope you get the volume on this one, Keller. Good luck with the mixing. Killer Keller podcast. We are like he was out of fashion. Peace, people.